From Jakarta, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Indonesia Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia welcomes the outcome of the U.S.-North Korean meeting. President reveals factors behind Indonesia becoming UNSC non-permanent member. Now the news in details. Indonesia welcomes the meeting between the U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore on Tuesday. President Joko Widodo conveyed that Indonesia has hopes that the outcome of the meeting could contribute to the Korean Peninsula region, the Asian region, and to the world peace. It was stated by the president in a press statement at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Tuesday.
Saya menyambut baik, Indonesia menyambut baik dan mendukung.
I warmly welcome, Indonesia welcomes and support the summit of the United States and North Korea in Singapore. We hope the outcome of this summit can contribute to peace in the Korean Peninsula region, in our region, and to world peace. I think that's the hope.
Semenanjung Korea di kawasan kita maupun bagi perdamaian dunia, saya kira harapannya itu.
U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at a meeting on Tuesday signed an agreement document. The content of the document is, among other, President Trump committed to building a lasting and stable peace on the Korean Peninsula. Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un affirms his commitment to a comprehensive denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. Indonesian President Joko Widodo revealed four factors behind Indonesia's success in becoming a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. The president noted during a press conference at the Bogor Palace, West Java on Tuesday, June 12, that the condition that Indonesia is a democratic, stable, and peaceful country becomes the first factor. He said Indonesia's domestic condition has a significant contribution to this success. The second determining factor is Indonesia's diplomatic track record and contribution to maintaining world peace. Third is Indonesia's independent and neutral foreign policy, while the fourth factor is the role of Indonesia in bridging differences, including conflicting countries. The president remarked that Indonesia had received 144 votes out of the 190 UN member states. He also stated that the achievement is a result of the long-term hard work, struggle of our diplomats, and also from every meeting Indonesia had held with the heads of state and governments of fellow countries. The president added that every time he met the heads of state and government, he always raised the topic of Indonesia's nomination for a non-permanent membership of the UN Security Council. He stated that Indonesia always seeks support of fellow countries. He also revealed that Indonesia had conducted a long-term campaign through clean ways and not wasted money and highlighted the track record of the country. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said Kyai Haji Yahya Kholil Gus Yahya stuck of visit to give a lecture in an event held by American Jewish Committee, AGC Global Forum in Jerusalem, was not part of the Indonesian government diplomacy. Indonesia does not have diplomatic relation with Israel and support Palestinian independence. Jokowi assured Stakuf, who is a member of the Presidential Advisory Board, was representing himself. Earlier, Stakuf said The lecture was cancelled, but then it rolled on. Jokowi claimed to have read Stakov's speech. He also received information that Stakov was in the forum to promote peace and support the Palestinians. However, the president has not got report on the result of the forum attended by Stakov, who is also the general secretary of Nahdlatul Ulama. He said at Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, June 12, that he will summon him later. Meanwhile, Indonesian Council of Ulema, MUI, did not support Stakov's decision to visit Israel. The chairman of council, Kiai Haji Ma'ruf Amin, said diplomacy should not be done by individuals but by Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Central Board of Nahdlatul Ulama also stated its stance in Palestine and Israel conflicts. The board chairman Said Akhil Siraj said in a voice recording statement made available to the reporters on Tuesday, June 12, said the organization had been and will always be on the side of Palestine and Kiai Stakov represent himself, not the organization. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The National Anti-Narcotics Agency, BNN, has arrested five men on charge of being members of drug syndicate selling marijuana in Bali. Bali BNN Chief Brigadier General Putu Gede Swastawa said in Denpasar, Bali on Tuesday, June 12, that the five dealers are members of a syndicate descending of marijuana from Medan, North Sumatra to Bali. Putu said they use courier service sending the marijuana by air from Medan to Bali. They were arrested separately as the syndicate sold marijuana online in Denpasar. Sucipto Silalahi was arrested on June 7, 2018 in Kuta district of Badung with 2.3 kilograms of the illicit drug. Interrogation of Sucipto led to the arrest of Albertus Nova and Putra Yasa at Jalan Rein Renon in Denpasar and the other two suspects. Altogether, the agency confiscated 12 kilograms of marijuana from the suspects. If found guilty, the suspect faced a jail term of up to 12 years. The Indonesian Fishermen Association of North Sumatra has urged the Maritime Security Association to prevent traditional fishermen from not violating the border with Malaysia. Vice Chairman of the Regional Association of North Sumatra, Nazli, on Tuesday, June 12, noted that several traditional fishermen from the district of Langkat, Deli Serdang, Serdang Bedagai, and Batubara were arrested by the Malaysian Maritime Police on charge of illegal fishing. Nazli expressed hope that the case would not recur. Nazli stated that he has called on the Maritime Security Association, including the Navy, Water Police, and Marine and Fisheries Agency of North Sumatra, to provide guidance to traditional fishermen to avoid breaking the law. He remarked that the cases were not only a disgrace for the Indonesian government, but also a burden on the fishermen's family in North Sumatra. The families have sought assistance from the local association in North Sumatra and the provincial government, as well as the Indonesian Consulate General in Penang Island, to secure the release of the fishermen arrested in Malaysia. Nazli also urged the traditional fishermen to not catch fish near the border of Indonesia and Malaysia. He added that the Marine Security Association is the party responsible for enforcing law in the maritime area and offering guidance to fishermen. The Indonesian government will host the 5th Our Ocean Conference in Bali on October 29 to 30, 2018, according to the conference official website www.ourocean2018.org, launched on June 8 to coincide with World Ocean Day. The website states that Our Ocean Conference is focused on generating commitments and taking action to maintain the sustainability of our ocean. Since 2014, Our Ocean Conference has successfully generated commitments totaling around $18 billion and 12.4 million square kilometers of marine protected areas. Our Ocean Conference 2018 will demonstrate significant progress on past commitments and inspire new ones made for the continuation of more concerted and integrated action for protecting the oceans. This year, the conference will convene participants from countries across the globe to ensure diverse perspective from various stakeholders, including governments, commercial sectors, financing entities, scientific communities, civil society organization, and young leaders, head of state, ministers, and champions from various backgrounds will also be invited to influence concrete and actionable commitments to preserve the ocean's health. Our ocean, our legacy will be the theme of this year's conference as it reflects choices and actions to maintain the sustainability of the ocean's resources and to preserve their health as a heritage presented for future generation. As the largest archipelago in the world, with its 17,000 islands, Indonesia represents the lifeline that our ocean holds for humankind. A number of Indonesian students in Nanning, China, performing a play to promote Sundanese West Java culture with the title Sangkuriang and Tujuh Bidadari, or literally meaning Sangkuriang and the Seven Beautiful Angels. The chairperson of the Indonesian Students Association, PPI, of Nanning, Anissa Harapuspa, told Antaranus Agency in Beijing on Tuesday, June 12, that the students perform an art play every year. This year, they have selected the Sundanese culture. She stated that the cultural party of Portrait of Sundanese was held on Saturday, June 9, night at the Concert Hall of the Faculty of Art, Guangxi University for Nationalities, GUN. GUN is the first university in Nanning which has an Indonesian language department. The performance began with a fashion show of traditional dresses brought by Chinese students who majored in Bahasa Indonesia. Harapuspa noted the students did not expect the audience's enthusiasm to be so high that they could not accommodate them in the hall. 70 Indonesian students and Chinese students were involved in the event, which was held at the capital of the Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region bordering with Vietnam. Some of the honorary guests who attended the event were Indonesian Consul General in Guangzhou, Gustanto, Dean of Education Faculty of GUN Cui Wan An, former Mayor of Nanning, Ke Chi Ching, Vice Dean of Southeast Asian Language and Culture Faculty of GUN Lu Qingqiang, and Deputy Director of International Department of GUN Chang Xinlei. Harapuspa revealed that the student want to introduce Sundanese culture to Chinese people, especially in Nanning. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today, entitling New Geopolitical Map Post Trump Kim Jong-un Summit. After the international community attention focused on Donald Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un in Singapore on Tuesday, the world is now awaiting the follow-up of the two leaders' agreement. Although previously characterized by controversy and war of words, the U.S.-North Korean summit finally took place also in Singapore. Both Trump and Kim Jong-un, who were only accompanied by a translator respectively, stated that the meeting has resulted in a stimulating agreement. Donald Trump stated that all talks went much better than many had expected. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un said the two countries decided to leave the past behind. Kim Jong-un even asserted that the world will witness a big change. The 38-minute meeting was not attended by delegates from both countries who were waiting in another room. Before the talks began, Donald Trump had stated that he was honored and promised that after the talks, the United States and North Korea would have a tremendous relationship. A surprising one given the harsh statement made before. The realization of the historic meeting has somewhat surprised the world. Both the White House and Pyongyang often engage in war of words, which made many doubts that the meeting of the two leaders would happen. Until the end of the talks, the signing of the agreement, no communique explained the details of the deal. However, referring to the background to this summit, the issue of North Korea's denuclearization is certainly the main topic. As compensation, the United States is very likely to provide a special policy for North Korea in the relationship between the two. In addition, there is a possibility for a further step in talks between North and South Korea, which can be predicted to be the forerunner to an end to the diplomatic relationship freeze. The two Koreas are expected to resolve the conflict immediately and lead to a comprehensive peace agreement. If that's what happens, then there will be geopolitical changes, especially in East Asia. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Musik. Let's begin with June 13, 1944, where rockets are used in a war. Today, exactly 72 years ago, German forces launched 10 V-1 rockets against the UK from a position close to the Channel coast. Quoted from the history page, V-1 rocket is a jet that can be controlled without a pilot, capable of flying with an air, gyroscopes, and magnetic compass. It is also capable of releasing a ton of explosive cruise missiles. However, for the German, the launch of this deadly weapon on June 13, 1944, could not be entirely called successful. It is estimated that this attack failed due to engine failure and the failure of the blasting or missiles launching process. Of the 10 V-1 rockets directed to Britain, 5 fell near the launch site, 1 missing, and only 4 successfully landed on the opposite area. The incident killed at least 6 Londoners. This German attack was carried out because previously British troops succeeded in destroying German bomb troops as part of the war in the air. Let's move on to June 13, 1983, where Pioneer 10 becomes the first spacecraft, a man-made object that passes through the orbit of Pluto. Pioneer 10 is the first spacecraft to surpass the asteroid belt and also the first to directly observe the planet Jupiter. The aircraft was launched on March 2, 1972, and it successfully delivered the first Jupiter short-range photograph on December 3, 1973. On June 13, 1983, Pioneer 10 crossed the orbit of Neptune and became the first man-made object to leave the solar system, though it has not passed through heliopause or the Oort cloud. Let's end today in history with the death of Amran Halim, the initiator of the Improve Indonesian Spelling on June 13, 2009. Former head of the Indonesian Language Development Center, Professor Dr. Amran Halim, who passed away on June 13, 2009, is the initiator of the Improvement Indonesian Spelling. When the government established the official Indonesian spelling, name in Hanj spelling, based on Presidential Decree No. 67, 1972, the Minister of Education and Culture, Sharif Tajib, formed the Indonesian Development Committee with Amran Halim as chairman. It subsequently compiled an enhanced, improved Indonesian spelling handbook, which was first printed in 1978 by Balai Pustaka Publisher. Amran Halim, until the end of his life, was active in a number of organizations in South Sumatra, such as the chairman of the South Sumatra Education Advisory Council, South Sumatra Art Council, and Securing Activities. During his youth, Amran Halim also joined the student army. For the struggle, the government awarded him the Guerrilla Star. Well, listener, that was today's In History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia Today, entitling Commercial Flight Semarang Karimun Jawa Officially Operated. Listener, Director General of Air Transportation of the Transportation Ministry, Agus Santoso, said that the commercial flight route from Ahmad Yani International Airport Semarang to Dewa Daru Airport Karimun Jawa Island, Jepara Regency Central Java on Sunday, June 10th, officially operated publicly to facilitate accessibility travelers. The new flight route from Semarang Karimun Jawa is served by NAM Air using ATR 72-600 airplane. This was conveyed by Agus Santoso during the opening of NAM Air flight route Semarang Karimun Jawa at Dewa Daru Airport in Karimun Jawa Island, Jepara Regency on Sunday. Agus Santoso, as quoted by Antara News Agency, said that Dewa Daru Airport was originally programmed for pioneering flights to facilitate people living in the hinterland. This is in accordance with Nawacita program launched by President Joko Widodo, namely to build the region start from the small area that still minus connectivities. However, the pioneer flight was stopped since many foreign tourists made use the transportation. Agus Santoso appreciates NAM Air Airline in providing commercial flight route of Semarang Karimun Jawa with 3 times flight frequency in 1 week, on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. He hopes Dewa Daru Airport can be a gateway of the development of Karimun Jawa Island. Meanwhile, Secretary of Central Java Province, Sri Puryono, also hopes that the Karimun Jawa Island community will support the government's efforts to develop tourism in the region, while maintaining the region's conducive situation. In connection with the development of Dewa Daru Airport, the government of Jepara Regency has provided 400 meters of land for the extension of the runway in order to accommodate large aircraft. Sri Puryono hopes that the development of the tourism object will have double effect on Karimun Jawa and Central Java's economic growth. NAM Air flight ticket prices start from 650,000 rupiah per person for one way. The operation of NAM Air provided more flights options to Karimun Jawa, which was previously served only by Susi Air and Airfast Indonesia as a pioneer flight. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo revealed 4 factors behind Indonesia's success in becoming a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said Kyai Haji Yahya Kholil Gus Yahya Stakuf's visit to give a lecture in an event held by American Jewish Committee AGC Global Forum in Jerusalem was not part of the Indonesian government diplomacy. The National Anti-Narcotics Agency, BNN, has arrested 5 men on charge of being members of drug syndicate selling marijuana in Bali. The Indonesian Fishermen Association of North Sumatra has urged the Maritime Security Association to prevent traditional fishermen from not violating the border with Malaysia. The Indonesian government will host the 5th Our Ocean Conference in Bali on October 29-30, 2018. According to the conference official website www.ouroceans2018.org, launched on June 8 to coincide with World Ocean Day. A number of Indonesian students in Nanning, China, perform a play to promote Sundanese West Java culture with the title Sangkuriang and the 7 Beautiful Angels. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Asian Games 2018. Asian Games 2018 is a multi-sport event of Asian region held in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra on August the 18th until September the 2nd, 2018. There will be 41 sports in the event, consisting of 33 Olympic sports and 8 non-Olympic sports. Asian Games 2018, Energy of Asia. Show the world you're inspired.
listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourism objects from Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Listeners, Bantul is one of regencies in Yogyakarta, which is rich of natural tourism objects. Various tourism objects can be visited by you, beginning from popular and hidden tourism objects. If you choose to find calmness and far from urban areas, there is a hidden place which is still not touched yet, but it is extremely beautiful. The place is Kidung Pangilon. Listeners, the main attraction of Kidung Pangilon is its waterfall with natural nuance and beautiful view. It has waterfall with the high reaching 10 meters and also clear pool under it, which is surrounded shady trees. This makes anybody amazed and they can stay longer. The best time to visit Kidung Pangilon is when it is rainy season, because in dry season, the water debit is less or even dry. While in the rainy season, water debit can be full until it reaches 8 meters. Listeners, Kidung Pangilon is located at Petung Hamlet, Kasihan Pajangan District, Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. To go to the location of this tourism object, tourists are suggested to use private or rental car, because there is no public transportation yet which can carry to Kidung Pangilon. When driving car, tourists must be careful because the road which will be accessed after entering Petung Hamlet is full of stones. Listeners, the price of the entrance ticket to Kidung Pangilon is relatively cheap. The tourist only pays 5,000 rupiah per person. For parking fee, it is only 5,000 rupiah for car and 3,000 rupiah for motorcycle. Kidung Pangilon until now is still managed by local people. Thus, the tourism object still lacks of facilities. Although parking area and bathroom are available, there are no stall and restaurant. So, do not forget to bring some food and drink to visit Kidung Pangilon. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Kidung Pangilon. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and encourages you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Ayo Makan, or in English, Let's Eat. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Ayo Makan, or in English, Let's Eat. Location on a dining room. Tony lives at Joko's house. Dinda, Joko's wife, invite Tony to eat.
Tony, ayo makan.
Ya, terima kasih.
Maaf ya, teman nasinya seadanya.
Tidak, ini banyak sekali.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today, ayo makan, or let's eat. I'll say each word slowly, and twice you can follow after me. Ayo makan. Ayo makan. In English, let's eat. Teman. Teman. In English, friend. Nasi. Nasi. In English, rice. Nasinya seadanya. Nasinya seadanya. It's a simple menu. Ini banyak sekali. Ini banyak sekali. In English, this is so much. The word ayo is used to invite people to do something. For example, ayo makan. To answer the invitation from friend, it is usually used the word you. To answer the invitation of someone who is not close friend or relatives, you just say baik or ya. And if you want to refuse it, you can say tidak, terima kasih. For example, Joko, Tony, ayo berangkat. Tony, yuk. Dinda, Tony, ayo makan. Tony, tidak, terima kasih. Saya masih kenyang. Tidak, terima kasih. Saya masih kenyang. Introduction. Rice is one of staple foods of Indonesian people. Generally, people viewed that rice is the main food in Indonesia, so that there is an expression, belum makan jika tidak makan nasi, or there is not eat yet without rice. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Tony, ayo makan.
Ya, terima kasih.
Maaf ya, teman nasinya seadanya.
Tidak, ini banyak sekali.
As an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the country's name, the name of tourism object, the location, and the weather in that place. Please convey more information if any. For example, alamat rumah saya adalah Jalan Jambu nomor 4. Warna rumah saya putih dengan pagar berwarna hitam. Rumah saya mempunyai 2 lantai. Di depan rumah saya ada pohon mangga. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Indonesian religious songs. Let's listen to the first song entitled Kata Bismillah by Bewa Kartanegara. Happy listening.
Dikata Rahman dan Rahim penyambung kata, rayuan cinta hancur binasa bila tak tersebut kata dimulai. Wahai malaikat penghuni hati, sampai kepada Ilahi, kirimkanlah aku bidadari untuk jadikan tempat berbagi. Hakikat hati, tafakur diri, jiwa berjalan. Rindukanlah dirinya seperti rindu Muhammad kepada Engkau ya Allah. Cintakanlah dirinya seperti cinta Engkau terhadap Muhammad.
The song Kata Bismillah was released in March 2018. Composed by Bewa Kartanegara, the song Kata Bismillah contains a message that all words mean nothing if it do not start with Bismillah. In addition, the song also tells about a person who hopes guidance from God for brightness and peacefulness. The next song was delivered by Teisa and Agung, entitled Mim Hamim, Mim Dal. The song, which was composed by Abdullah Khair, Teisa's father, and released before Ramadan 2018. The song Mim Hamim Mim Dal tells the letters of the Holy Quran with its profound meaning, the origin of humans are created, died, and reawakened by God. The song Mim Hamim Mim Dal also contains praise to the Prophet Muhammad. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Mim Ha Mim Mim Dal by Teisa and Agung. Happy listening.
Adalah Maniun dan
We still have other religious songs that we will present to you. Coming up next is a song entitled Istri Saleha, sung by a famous Indonesian actor, model, and singer, Sahrul Gunawan, presenting an alternative pop genre, which is easy listening. The song Istri Saleha contains the hope of getting a good and obedient wife. In addition, the song Istri Saleha teaches us if we want something, we must pray and try to get better.
Sekian lama sudah aku hidup sendiri, berharap pendamping yang setia menemani, yang tak pernah kerutkan wajah cantik walau dia lelah, yang terus semangati waktu aku jatuh. Oh Tuhan, tolonglah, antarkanlah padaku istri yang soleha. Kan ku genggam tangannya sampai ke dalam surga, sujud berdoa
Listener, the last song for today was released in 2001, entitled Berserah Diri by Tamara Bleszinski. The song Berserah Diri was released in Ramadan 2001, which became the soundtrack of a Ramadan TV film. The lyrics describe a human who sincerely asks God for a guidance for the right life and the strength of faith. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, Let's listen to the last song entitled Berserah Diri by Tamara Belazensky. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Ya Rabbi, berkahi doa sujudku padamu. Pasrahku dan tundukku hanyalah padamu. Ampuni segala dosa yang telah kubuat. Padamu ku mengadu berserah diri. Ya Allah, tunjukkan jalan terangmu untuk jalani hidup. Ya
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Ke tepi kuburan hamba. ada sajadah panjang terbentang, hamba tunduk dan sujud di atas sajadah yang panjang ini, diselingi sekedar interupsi. Mencari rezeki, mencari ilmu, mengukur jalanan seharian. Begitu terdengar suara azan, kembali tersungkur hamba. Sajadah panjang terbentang, hamba tunduk dan ruku, hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba, mengingat di kau sepenuhnya.
Asian Games 2018 is a multi-sport event of Asian region held in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra on August the 18th until September the 2nd, 2018. There will be 41 sports in the event, consisting of 33 Olympic sports and 8 non-Olympic sports. Asian Games 2018, Energy of Asia. Show the world you're as bright as the sun. We deserve to be the one. And fight your fears, come on. Don't waste your time.
Thank you for listening to Indonesia Today from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast every day from 1500 hours Western Indonesia time or 800 hours UTC through www.voinews.id or through mobile application RRI Play.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.